Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rambam by Ram Goldar and here Maseches Menachos Daf Chav Beis, the third parak HaKometz Rabbah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa teaches the source that wood for private karbanos is funded mishal tzibur, from communal funds. One would think that someone who accepts to bring an ola should bring his own wood, just like he brings his own nesachim. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Ala eitz mishal eish ashal hamizbeach," on the wood which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach. This compares the wood to the mizbeach, and Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon says it teaches ma mizbeach mishal tzibur of eitzim ve'esh mishal tzibur. Just as the mizbeach was funded from communal funds, so too the wood and fire for personal karbanas come from communal funds. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua says the comparison teaches ma mizbeach shu nishtamish bo hedyo, just as the mizbeach required that no commoner had ever used its materials, the wood for a karban must also be used from unused materials. The Gemara explains they disagree whether chadati, new wood, must be used. Although we find that Aravne offered David to use his wooden farming tools for firewood for kabanas, the Gemara explains they were unused. Point number two, the next mission states, Nisarv kumsa bekometz chaverta. If a mincha's kometz became mixed with the kometz of another mincha, or with a mincha of a kohen, the daily mincha of the kohen gadol, or a mincha's nesachim, which is brought with karbanas, all of which are entirely burned on the mizbeach, the Tanakhama rules them all valid to be offered. Rav Yudah says that where the kometz was mixed into a kohen gadol's mincha, or mincha's nesachim, it's invalid. Shezo b'yulis ha'ava, because this kometz's mixture of flour and oil is thick, because one log of oil per isarna flour, shezo b'yulis ha'racha, whereas this, the mincha's kohen mashiach and mincha's nesachim's mixture, is thin, being three login of oil per isarna flour. V'hen bolo zo mizo, and they absorb one from the other. Meaning the thick kometz mixture will absorb some oil from the thinner mincha mixture, resulting in the kometz having too much oil and the mincha having too little oil, both of which are invalid. And point number three, a Mishnah teaches that if blood of a carbon became mixed with water, if it still has the appearance of blood, it's valid. If it became mixed with red wine, roino sokiyuhu mayim, we view it as if it were water, and if the blood in this amount of water would appear as blood, it's valid. The Tanakhama says the same applies if it became mixed with blood of chulin animals. But Rabbi Yehuda says, ein dam mevatel dam, blood doesn't nullify blood. Rabbi Yochanan says, these Tanaim derive their different opinions from the requirement to mix the blood of the par and seer of Yom Kippur, and then sprinkle the mixed blood. Since the par's blood greatly exceeds the seer's blood, and the mixed sprinkling is still valid, the Rabbanan say, mikan lo'olin she'ein mevatun ze'ezeh. From here we see that things which go up on the mizbeach do not nullify one another, so the seer's blood is not batel. Rav Yudah says, mikan l'min b'mino she'eno batel. From here we see that a kind mixed with its own kind is not nullified, and that is why the seer's blood is not batel. These derivations are further analyzed. So once again, the three points are, number one, a braisa teaches a source that wood for private kabanas is funded mishal tzibur, from communal funds. One would think that someone who accepts to bring an ola should bring his own wood, just like he brings his own nesachim. Therefore, the pasuk says, ala eitz mishal eish ashal hamizbeach, on the wood, which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach. This compares the wood to the mizbeach, and Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon says it teaches ma mizbeach mishal tzibur of eitzim ve'esh mishal tzibur. Just as the mizbeach was funded from communal funds, so too the wood and fire for personal karbanas come from communal funds. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua says the comparison teaches ma mizbeach shu nishtamish bo hedyo, just as the mizbeach required that no commoner had ever used its materials, the wood for a karban must also be used from unused materials. The Gemara explains they disagree whether chadati, new wood, must be used. Although we find that Aravne offered David to use his wooden farming tools for firewood for kabanas, the Gemara explains they were unused. Point number two, the next mission states, Nisarv kumsa bekometz chaverta. If a mincha's kometz became mixed with the kometz of another mincha, or with a mincha of a kohen, the daily mincha of the kohen gadol, or a mincha's nesachim, which is brought with karbanas, all of which are entirely burned on the mizbeach, the Tanakhama rules them all valid to be offered. Rav Yudah says that where the kometz was mixed into a kohen gadol's mincha, or mincha's nesachim, it's invalid. Shezo b'yulis ha'ava, because this kometz's mixture of flour and oil is thick, because one log of oil per isarna flour, shezo b'yulis ha'racha, whereas this, the mincha's kohen mashiach and mincha's nesachim's mixture, is thin, being three login of oil per isarna flour. V'hen bolo zo mizo, and they absorb one from the other. Meaning the thick kometz mixture will absorb some oil from the thinner mincha mixture, resulting in the kometz having too much oil and the mincha having too little oil, both of which are invalid. And point number three, our Mishnah teaches that if blood of a carbon became mixed with water, if it still has the appearance of blood, it's valid. If it became mixed with red wine, roino sokiu humayim, we view it as if it were water, and if the blood in this amount of water would appear as blood, it's valid. The Tanakhama says the same applies if it became mixed with blood of chulin animals. But Rabbi Yehuda says, ein dam mevatel dam, blood doesn't nullify blood. Rabbi Yochanan says, these Tanaim derive their different opinions from the requirement to mix the blood of the par and seer of Yom Kippur, and then sprinkle the mixed blood. Since the par's blood greatly exceeds the seer's blood, and the mixed sprinkling is still valid, the Rabbanan say, mikan lo olin she'ein mevatun ze'ezeh. From here we see that things which go up on the Mizbeach do not nullify one another, so the seer's blood is not batel. Rav Yehuda says, from here we see that a kind mixed with its own kind is not nullified, and that is why the seer's blood is not batel. These derivations are further analyzed. All right, so now we get our siman daf chav beis, and our standard siman is a cab. A cab, so here goes. The cab driver transporting wood for private karbonis that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohen as passengers whose kmitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid, and overheard the kohen gadol say that when it comes to the mixing of the blood of the par and seir of Yom Kippur, they're not batel since olin ein mevatlin ze ze. Once again, slow motion. The cab driver, cab, that must be wrong, daf chabez. The cab driver transporting wood for private karbanos that came from communal funds, which reminds us, a brisa teaches the source that wood for private karbanos is funded mishal tzibur, from communal funds. One would think that someone who accepts to bring an ola should bring his own wood, just like he brings his own nesachim. Therefore, the pasuk says, ala etzim asher ala esh asher ala mizbeach, on the wood which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach. This compares the wood to the mizbeach. And Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says, it teaches, ma mizbeach mishal tzibur av etzim ve'esh mishal tzibur. Just as the mizbeach was funded from a communal fund, so too the wood and fire for personal karbanas come from communal funds. So the cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohen as passengers whose kmitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda says that where the kometz of one mincha was mixed into a kohen gadol's mincha or minchas nesachim, it's invalid. Shezo begulasa ava, because this kometz is mixture of flour and oil is thick, being one log of oil per isarna of flour. Vezo begulasa racha, whereas this, the minchas kohen mashiach or minchas nesachim mixture, is thin, being three log of oil per isarna of flour. The henbo is zomizo, and they absorb one from the other. So, the cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohen as passengers whose kmitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid, and overheard the kohen gadol say that when it comes to the mixing of the blood of the par and seir of Yom Kippur, they're not batel since olin ein mevatlin ze ze. Which reminds us, mixing the blood of the par and seir of Yom Kippur proves olin ein mevatlin ze ze, the things which go up on the mizbech do not nullify one another, so the seer's blood is not batel. Or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it proves, min bemino eino batel, that a kind mixed with its own kind is not nullified, and that is why the seer's blood is not batel. So once again, the cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohen as passengers whose kmitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid, and overheard the kohen gadol say that when it comes to the mixing the blood of the par and seer of Yom Kippur, they're not batel since olin ein mevatlin ze ze. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the siman Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because ben Yud Ches will chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah. Chuppah? That must be more on Daf Yud Ches. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the mice of Yosef HaBavli asking Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel a question. And when Yosef HaBavli's face lit up when it was confirmed what his rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, held, which is what he recalled, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel's eyes flowed with tears and he said, Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Alechem BeYoser. Fortunate are you, Talmid Chachamim, that the words of Torah are especially dear to you. So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim told his talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding, because Koharui Labila Ein Bila Ma'akev Hasbo, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera taught Koharui Labila, any mincha which is fit for mixing, Ein Bila Ma'akev Hasbo, actual mixing is not critical to it and it's valid without it. But koshe ain't ruilo bila, but any mincha which is not fit for mixing, for example, if the kli contained more than 60 isarons of flour, which cannot be mixed properly with the oil, then bila ma'akevesbo, mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang, Ashrechem, Talmid Chachamim, told his Talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding because Koharui Labila in Bila Makhevasbo, and instructed them not to give any of the kachi meal being served to the kohen who didn't believe in the avoda, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon taught in a brisa, Kol kohen she'en omod ba'avoda, any kohen who does not accept the avoda as commanded by Kosh Baruch Hu, but believes the avoda was invented by Moshe, ein lo chelk ba'kohuna, does not receive a portion of the kachim foods of the kohuna. Daf Yud Tes, so the simon Daf Yud Tes is a yacht, so here goes. On the kachim cruise yacht, that must be on Daf Yud Tes. On the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, which reminds us, Shechita does not need to be done by the Balim of a carbon except for the Par Yom Kippur, which needs to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So on the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw the shipments of kamitzah measuring cups overboard, which reminds us, the more brings some halachos of taking a kamitzah by hand is ma'akev. Rav says that this law is ma'akev because during the inauguration of the Mishkan, it's repeated, Yakrev is a mincha v'yamal kapo mimena, and he brought the mincha near and he filled his palm from it, indicating it must be taken by hand. Shmuel responds, Doros Misha lo yalfinan. We do not derive permanent laws for generations from laws of a one-time mincha. So on the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw shipments of kamitzah measuring cups overboard was disturbing the kids' shuffleboard game, where they pushed bowls of flour towards the southwest corner of the mock Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas to which part of the Mizbeach to perform Hagasha of a mincha. Daf Chaf, so the Simon Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Menachos Cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. At the Menachos Cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes was ma'akev, serving the dish, which reminds us, the Mishnah discusses whether salting a mincha is ma'akev. So at the Menachos Cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes was Ma'akev serving the dish, the chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which sacrificial items require milk and answers anything burned with wood on the Mizbeach. So at the Menachos Cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes was Ma'akev serving the dish, the chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a Mizbeach, and made sure to salt any wood that people would donate to the cafe as well, which reminds us, Rebbe holds Eitzim themselves can be a mincha and require melech, hagasha, kamitza, and Eitzim. Daf Chaf Alf, so the simon Daf Chaf Alf is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. When the man showing off his vintage ka, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf Aleph. When the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he uses the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dam shebishlo, blood which was cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood with it. So when the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he uses the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salted both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbanas, which reminds us, a braisa darshans the psukim of salting karbanas. Bamelech requires using actual salt, not meimelech, salt water, botashvitz melech, and you shall not discontinue the salt teaches to use melech sheino shoveses, salt that never ceases to be produced, meaning melech stomis, which comes from the sea. So when the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salt to both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbanos with sea salt, and that the kohanim could use the salt to season their kachim, but not their chulin, which reminds us, Shmuel holds that although kohanim may use salt for eating the karbanos themselves, they cannot use this salt for eating chulin. The Gemara wonders how chulin would be brought into the Azar to eat, and explains that a drasha teaches that kohanim eat chulin and truma along with kachim, kedei shetehe ne'achel es ahosoveya, so that the kachim will be eaten while they're satisfied. Still, salt of hekdesh may not be used for this chulin. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn the Rav Shimon holds kol kohen she'en omod ba'avoda, any kohen who does not accept the avoda is commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu, ein lo chelk b'kohuna, that's on daf? Yerches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have the mice of Yosef Abavli with Rabbi Lezman Shmuel, and we learn Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim Shedivrei Torah Chaviv and Alechem Yoser? That's on daf?
Yudchest.
Good. Number three. Which daf to discuss what the din is if one burned a sesame-sized piece of the chometz on the mizbech intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shrine the next day and did so repeatedly until the entire chometz and lavon were finished? That's on daf. Tezayin. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you know that mixing the blood of the par and seer proves either olin ein mevatlin zeh zeh or min bemino ein obatol? That's on daf. Chabez. Good.
Number five.
Which stuff do you discuss dam shebishlo, blood which one cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood for it? That's on daf. Chafalov. Good.
Number six.
Which stuff do we learn that Kohanim may use the salt for their carbon, but not for the chulam that is eaten with it? That's on daf. Chafalov. Good.
Number seven.
Which daf do you discuss what the din is if a mincha's chometz became mixed with another mincha of a different consistency, like that of a mincha and a mincha of a kohen gadol? That's on daf. Chabez. Good.
Number eight.
Which daf do you have a list of the non-essential avodas of a mincha? And we learn, koharul labila ein bila ma'akevas bo. That's on daf. Yirches. Good.
Number nine.
Which daf do we learn that eitzim for private korbanos are funded mishal tzibur, from communal funds? That's on daf. Chabez. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have machlokas of taking a kmitza by hand is ma'akev? That's on daf. Yates. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.